Praise the Lord. Message number 203. The title of the message is Evangelism, Part 3. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 13, and let's read from verse 31 to verse 33. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word that you are sending to your church on time to refresh us, to encourage us, to revive us, to go on and serving you. Lord, I pray the message will help your people to stand firm, to be steadfast in evangelism and in preaching and going forward in making disciples in whatever circumstances or hardship they are passing through. I pray, Lord, raise up workers and people who will commit their lives to serve you wholeheartedly, O Lord. I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be achieved and you will receive the harvest, the fruit that you desire to see in our lives, the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jesus was preaching the kingdom of God. He was speaking to the people, speaking to all the categories of the people, and among them the Pharisees. Jesus was preaching the kingdom of God and he was teaching to live according to the ways of the Lord. He was preaching the narrow door and the narrow way. He was speaking and telling the people to enter the kingdom of God. You need to repent of your sin and to live a righteous life according to the way that the Lord had ordained. The message of our Lord was not suitable for the Pharisees because he was condemning their sin and their ways of life. He was advancing, doing miracles and confirming to everyone that he is the Son of God and calling the people to follow him, calling the people to repent and follow his ways. The Pharisees, they were not happy with what they were seeing. So they came to the Lord and they told him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else." As you evangelizing, as you are preaching to the people and also teaching the people the right way of life and showing them the sin that they need to repent, the wrong ways that they should live and quit it, some of those people, they will not be happy with what you are speaking and what you are preaching to them, and they want you to move away from them and move go somewhere else. Certain time there are certain strongholds of devil and certain and also certain teaching that the devil does not want us, does not want the church, does not want you to teach and preach to the people, because there is his demons and his stronghold are there, and the devil will do his best trying to make you change the topic or the subject, try to deviate you to something else or pushing you to go somewhere else, and sometime you will be deceived and moved, and sometime you are discerning, and once you are discerning and you are steadfast, persecution will start. Either the devil will persecute you directly, as we have read here, go and preach somewhere else, because Herod is searching for you. They were using the authority, the governor authority, to threaten Jesus. That's where the Pharisees, they want to make problem for the Lord. There's always the body of Christ that is not committed to the Lord. When their sin are condemned, they will threaten the preacher with the government authorities. But we should be alert. You should be alert. You should stand firm. You must know it is not that Herod was looking for Jesus. It was the Pharisees. They were plotting to harm you. It is not the authorities that against us or against you to preach, but those Christian complacent, sinful Christian who does not live for the Lord and who does not want to do God's will, they are the one who is using the authorities to threaten you in order for you to stop condemning them with your preaching and teaching and the word of the Lord. God call you to persevere, and you need to be discerning. As we say, that persecution can be direct or it could be indirect. The devil will try to make you problems in your health, finances, your family, with your relationship, in your work, to redirect your attention into a direction that will be away from him, will be away from those people whom he held captive with sin. Time will come sooner or later. As you strike the stronghold of the devil, try to push you away. Jesus was aware of that. And he did not move away. He understood it is not Herod was after him, but he already in confrontation with the power of darkness, who was using the Pharisees to oppose the message of the Lord. And even today, when we preach the gospel, there will be people who will oppose as we continue to preach and teach the word of God that the devil hates. The gospel, we must know that, is never meant to be preached without being accompanied by the teaching of the word of God. When you start to teach the people the right way of life and how they should live for the Lord, then that is the evangelism that glorify the Lord. Preaching about Jesus but not teaching the people is not effective evangelism. And when we evangelize and we teach the people the right way, that will be the time that we will face opposition and we will be asked to move away from the strongholds of the devil. But let us be encouraged with this scripture that the Lord had led us to discuss today. Go and tell that fox. Let us not be intimidated by threat, but let us be encouraged with the Lord and his word. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the Lord promised Peter, and he promised us, he promised his church, he promised everyone who set his heart to save him. He say, and I tell you that you, Peter, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. The devil will try to oppose the gates of Hades, the demons and all the power of darkness try to oppose and stop the church from preaching and teaching the word of God. But the Lord promised that he will build up his church, he will build his church, and the gate of Hades will not overcome. That what encourage us today. We are encouraged with the word of the Lord when he say, I will drive out demons. We will continue. And as you continue to live and proclaim the truth, then we will be, and you will be, in confrontation with demons. And that will be our opportunities to drive them out. I will drive out demons. The Lord say, I will drive out demons. And we will say also, church, we will drive out demons. As we continue, evangelize and teach. And when there's opposition, we don't compromise. We keep on speaking and keeping our stand. There, demons, when they find that we are steadfast, they will move away. Jesus said, heal people. I drive out demons and heal people. Let us continue to lay hand on people who are victims of demons. And let's pray for them to be healed. The Lord, two times he say that he will do that today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. Two times he repeated that I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. That is in verse 32 and verse 33. In any case, I must keep going. We need, in any case, in whatever circumstances, where good or bad, where things go comfortable with us, or we are not comfortable with circumstances, whether we are at peace or we are under attack and in a trial, in any case I must, the Lord say, in any case I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. In any case, as a church, as ministers, as workers, I must keep going. We must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day. For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. As we declare the will of God, as we live the will of God and declare it in full, we are declaring his word, and we are the prophet for the New Testament. We are the prophet of the church. Devil will try to oppose and push you away from the direction that the Lord wants you to serve him, but you need to be aware, standing firm and determined to continue to serve God and declare his will in full, and accept whatever fate the Lord had ordained for you. We don't know which time the Lord will come. We don't know what we are facing, but we need to accept the will of God, whatever fate, future destination, and serving him, we are willing to go forward and serve him. Evangelism is to face the problem, not to bypass it. Evangelism is to take the risk, not to live in a comfortable zone. Evangelism is to work hard. Evangelism is to sow the seed. Evangelism is to plan. Evangelism is to harvest. And evangelism is to face persecution. The scripture that we read, that we have read, it helps us to understand God's will. What we read, it helps us, and it admonishes us to be diligent in sharing our faith with the lost, and in enduring hardship to go on and make disciples. In book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, Paul spoke to Timothy, endure hardship with us, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. It is never an easy task. Evangelism, it is never an easy task. When we evangelize, we need to accept and endure hardship. Then that is evangelism. If you understand this fact, that evangelism is hardship and it is enduring hardship, then you are in the right mind and you will be able to bear a fruit for the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30 say, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Your life should be fruitful, and you are called to bring fruit to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5 say, he who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. We need to understand this is the time. You need to be discerning that this is the time for gathering crops. Lack of discernment and being not aware of the importance of the evangelism and the opportunity that God is opening for you is something disgraceful, and something say that you have laziness in your life. God wants you to be diligent. God wants you to be a graceful son who is faithful to God the Father, who is faithful to what he received. He is faithful to the church to bring new souls into the kingdom of God. Evangelism is hard work so that the harvest will come. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4 say, where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. God calling the church to work hard, willing to suffer, willing to face hardship, persecution, threats, but we are sure the Lord will bring the harvest as we accept his will and go forward and save him. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 4 say, a sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. This is the right time for you and for me and for the church to sow and evangelize and plant the seed in the heart of the people, so we will collect the harvest. The Lord said in John chapter 4 to his disciple, verse 35 to verse 38, he say to them, do not say 4 months more and then the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. The word of God encourages us. The Lord encourages us. Sometimes we think that we are facing troubles. The Lord said, you are working hard, but the people before you had worked harder than you. They have done the very hard work that you have not yet reached. God called us to persevere. This is the right time to sow. This is the right time also to harvest. Don't be afraid. Fear is one of the things that the devil will try to inject in you to hinder you from continuing your effort to preach and teach the word of God. The Lord encouraged Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 to verse 9. The Lord encouraged him when he called him to lead the people after Moses. Joshua need encouragement. You are Joshua. As you hear the message, you are the Joshua that God is sending, that Jesus is sending to go and preach and teach and make disciples. The Lord is sending you with the power and authority, with the promises of His word. As He says to Joshua, He is saying to me and to you and to His church, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead the people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful whatever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The Lord encourage us with His word. No one will be able to stand against us, against all the days of your life. As we show willingness and steadfastness not to compromise, standing on His word, whatever opposition will not be able to stand against us all the days of our life, until the Lord will come and take us with Him. Be strong and courageous. As the Lord was with Moses, as the Lord was with Joshua, He will be with us. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people. You are a leader. God wants you to stand firm, because the other they will see your stand, and when they will see you persevering, they will take heed and follow your example. Three times the Lord said to Joshua here, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous to be a good example to others to follow. In verse 7, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous in verse 7. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Why he said to him, be strong and very courageous here? Because he knew the Lord, that when Joshua will apply the word of God, and when he will teach and discipline the people in a correct way, devil will fight more. The Pharisees in the body of Christ, the false leaders and false teachers and false prophets will fight more. Go away from us. Go somewhere else. That's what the devil wanted to compromise. When he wanted to move away, when your teaching, when your discipline have hit the stronghold of darkness. Be strong and very courageous. And the last, be strong and very courageous. He say in verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Don't be double-minded. The last one, be strong and courageous. You might be double-minded, and you are afraid. Oh, this is not. Maybe this is not what God wants me to do. I am not like Joshua. I am not like the apostles. No. The word of God, the promise of the Lord, still standing. The Lord say, don't be terrified, don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You need to be strong and courageous to stand for the Lord and lead others into the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that brings revival, brings changes, that admonish us to follow your ways and accept the truth. Oh God, continue to encourage us, to encourage your church, the disciple. Take fear away Tell him, Lord, take the fear away from me. The fear is not from you, Lord, from the devil. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I will continue evangelize. I will continue teach your word. I will continue stress on your discipline and teaching. Lord, as you promised that you will neither leave me nor forsake me, I trust you, O God. I put my life into your hand. Lord, whatever fate and destiny, wherever you will lead me and take me, I know, Lord, that you will always be with me as you promise. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Wherever you go, Lord, I trust you. Oh God, I put my life and ministry into your hand. Lord, I want to bear the fruit and bring you what you desire, a new people, a new disciple. Oh God, I do pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who commits his life. Protect, O Lord, watch over, strengthen, support, and reward, O God. I pray those who are faithful, give them more spiritual gifts. Let the Holy Spirit confirm your calling to them and do miracles and wonders so that they will be able to overcome and continue to bring the fruit that you desire to see. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and take your word and make it reach those who are really in need for it to be encouraged to continue to go on and serve you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen. And Amen.